Isabel 会帮我翻译。后面的有一点，有没有办法下来一点？在开始讲到以前，我先跟大家讲个背景。
Before my sermon, I would like to give you some background information first.
明白的话会比较明白今天讲到的意义。
Which will help you understand my sermon a lot better.
比较传统的宗派，就新教里面宗派，还有天主教哈，都在教会的讲道跟主题上会跟随一个教会年历。
Traditional denominations and Catholics have their sermon topics aligned with the church calendar.
Timothy, 他没有往下的。好，谢谢。那教会年历里面有很多不同的时期，在圣诞节之前有一段时间叫降临期。
Within the church calendar, there are multiple festivals. The period before Christmas is what we call Advent.
Advent. 这段时间就是耶稣降生之前的一段等待预备的时间。
And this is the time of waiting and preparation before Jesus is born.
所以叫降临期。
That's why it's called Advent.
拉丁文 Adventus 意思就是即将到来的意思。
In Latin, it's Adventus, which means to come.
所以这段时间呢，我们就预备心，等待耶稣的到来。
Therefore, we're supposed to prepare our hearts to wait for Jesus coming.
那我第一次听到这件事的时候，我就想很奇怪，耶稣已经来啦，为什么还要预备呢？
But when I first heard about this concept, I found it really odd because Jesus had come. What's the point of doing this?
因为呢，有三件事情。第一个，在耶稣降生之前，以色列人他们世世代代都在等待弥赛亚的来临。
There are three things. First of all, before Jesus was born, generations of Israelites had actually been waiting for Messiah's coming.
这是预备自己的一个动作。
This is an act of preparing ourselves.
预备表示相信神的应许。
This preparation signifies our faith in the Lord.
因为只有当你相信未来会发生一件事情的时候，你才会预备，对不对？
Only when you believe that something's about to happen, then you will actually prepare yourself.
不相信就不会预备。
If you don't think that thing that you're anticipating is coming, you're not going to prepare yourself.
反过来说，如果没有预备呢？
On the other hand, if you don't have this preparation,
那是不是真的相信这件事情会到来呢？
Does that really mean that you actually believe that this upcoming event will actually happen?
我们相信神的拯救会临到我们，所以我们预备。
We believe that God's salvation will reach us, that's why we prepare.
第二个，就算是我们不是活在耶稣的时代的人，对不对？在今天呢，我们也要随时预备接受耶稣的教导。
Second of all, even in today's context, we need to prepare ourselves to Jesus' teaching.
接受圣灵给我们的提醒。
We need to prepare ourselves for the reminders from the Holy Spirit.
预备自己的心，随时向神敞开。
We need to open our hearts to the Lord.
第三个，耶稣将来还要再来。
Thirdly, Jesus will come again.
他的第二次再来，他就是施行审判的主。
And this time when he comes, he will be the king who executes judgment.
所以我们作为基督徒也要随时的警醒。
We as Christians need to stay alert.
因为不知道耶稣什么时候再来。
Because we don't know when Jesus' second coming will be.
所以降临期这段时间，在圣诞节前这段时间，就是做这样子的预备。
So those are the preparations that we are supposed to do before Christmas actually comes.
降临期完了之后呢，就是庆祝耶稣降生，就是圣诞节。
After Advent, we will have a celebration, which is the Christmas time, celebrating Jesus' birth.
那降临期呢，一共有四个主日，就是一个月的时间哈。今天就是降临期的第一个主日。
There are four Sundays within the Advent month, and today is the first Sunday.
所以接下来的几个主日，我们要探讨的经文呢，就都跟耶稣的显现有关。
So for the following three Sundays, we are going to read scriptures that are related to Jesus' appearance.
常常有未信的朋友会问说，哈，说神在哪里？他显现给我看，我就相信。
Oftentimes I hear my friends who are unbelievers who actually ask me, so where is this God? If he appears to me, then I will believe.
有时候我会很希望我可以在异象当中看到某种形象。
For me myself, I really hope that I will be able to see some kind of appearance in a vision.
但是神从来没有给我看过。
But God never really revealed himself in a vision to me.
我有个朋友说，他信主的时候是他去参加一个布道会，然后牧师讲完之后呼召。
A friend of mine who shared with me once that she believed in the Lord at an evangelical conference. When the pastor on the stage finished his preaching, he made a call asking who would like to believe.
在那次祷告当中呢，他就在异象当中看见耶稣的形象向他显现。
She prayed at a conference, and it was in a vision she saw Jesus appearing to her.
他当时就立刻决志信主。
Then she made a decision instantly and decided to follow Christ.
每次听他讲他的见证，我就有点羡慕哈。
I admit it every time I hear about this testimony.
耶稣真的向有些人显现。
Because Jesus does appear to some of the believers.
并不是大部分的人。
But not the majority.
我不知道会不会有人跟我一样很希望亲眼看见耶稣。
I don't know if there's anyone else out there who is like me who would like to see God appear.
那今天我们要看的经文就是有关第一批亲眼看见耶稣的人。
Today we're going to read scriptures that talked about those who saw Jesus with their own eyes, the first wave of those people.
耶稣第一次来到世界上的时候，在伯利恒出生。
Jesus' first coming was born in Bethlehem.
那个时候，那里有些什么人？耶稣的显现对他们来讲又有什么意义？
Who were there when he was born, and what does Jesus' appearance mean to those people?
接下来我们一起来读马太福音二章的一到十二节。
And let's read the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 12.
好，我们一起读。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。”当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。 OK， 这个故事我想我们都很熟悉哈。
I'm sure that we're all familiar with this story.
听了很多次了哈。
We have heard it so many times.
但今天我们要来看这故事里面的三组人。
But today we're only focusing on three groups of people.
就是这个博士、希律，还有祭司长和民间的文士。
The first group, the Magi. The second group, Herod the King. And the third group, priests and teachers of the law.
我们来看看耶稣的来临对这三组人他们有什么样的反应。
Let's see what reactions these three groups of people have about Jesus' birth.
首先呢，这些博士，
First of all, we're going to look at the Magi.
在这个希腊文原文里面，其实并不是博士的意思，而是巫师或魔术师的意思。
Actually, in Greek, this word refers to witch and magicians.
Wizards
and magicians.
那为什么翻译成博士呢？因为他们研究的东西在他们的地方是星象学、炼金术，还有其他奥秘学问的研究。
Why do we call them magi? Because their study are mostly focused on astrology, alchemy, and other mystic subjects.
所以 magus 这个词用来指的是非常特别的一群人。
So later on, this Greek word magus refers to a very specialized group of people.
他们原本是米甸人。
These people used to be Medians.
后来他们跟随了索罗亚斯德教，也就是拜火教。
But later they followed Zoroaster, which is Zoroastrianism.
这是一个非常古老的宗教。
This is a very ancient religion.
那个索罗亚斯德教的教义呢，大概是这样。
Here is the main doctrine that they believe in.
谁的手机啊？还没听到吗？ OK， 好。好，有一个光明的善神，他的名字叫阿胡拉。
So according to this doctrine within Zoroastrianism, there is a god called Ahura.
然后有另外一个代表黑暗的恶神叫阿里曼。
And then you have another god called Ahriman, who is the god of evil.
他们互相之间呢进行长期的反复的斗争。
This god of goodness and this god of evil, they are always in constant fight.
是为了战斗实力，所以阿胡拉就创造了世界和人。
In order to have his army to be more competent in the fight, Ahura created the world and human beings.
然后首先呢是创造了火，所以就叫拜火教。
The first creation he did was fire. That's why you see this group of people worship fire.
那这些东方来的巫师和魔术师呢，他们跟随的就是这样的一个宗教。
So this magi we see here, this is the religion that they believe in.
他们也可以说是试图寻找神了，可是没有找对路。
You can say that these people are trying their hardest to find their God, but they're probably on the wrong path.
他们研究的是星象学，还有炼金术等等的学问。
They study astrology, they study alchemy and other mystic subjects.
那跟犹太人说的这个弥赛亚可以说是没有什么关系。
So this study they have is totally on the other end compared with this Messiah idea that the Jewish people are talking about.
真的是相差十万八千里哈。
It's so far away from each other.
但是到最后呢，他们竟然会跑到伯利恒去，然后亲眼见到耶稣。
But why would this Magi travel all the way from the east to Bethlehem to see Jesus with their own eyes?
表面上看起来是他们去找耶稣，但是其实到底是他们找耶稣还是耶稣找他们呢？
On one hand, it seems like they're trying to look for Jesus. But if you think more deeply, is it Jesus who's trying to find them?
圣经里面有一个主题，就是神主动寻找人。
There's a very prominent theme in the Bible, and this theme is about God takes the initiation to find us.
我们来读一下罗马书的五章六到八节。
Let us read the book of Rome, chapter 5, verse 6 to verse 8.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为我们罪人死，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。 OK， 常常是这样子说，就是呢，我们都还不知道他的时候，他先为我们死，神是主动寻找人。
Normally we always say that before we actually know God already found us and decided who are the ones being chosen.
但是圣经还有另外一个主题，就是如果有人去寻找神，那么耶稣也是向他显现。
But the Bible also has another theme. It talks about whoever looks for God, Jesus will also appear himself too.
我们可以看到几个故事，第一个我们看到保罗。
We can see a couple of stories. First of all, we're going to talk about Paul.
他在遇见耶稣之前，他也是寻找神了。
Before he met Jesus, he was actually very actively looking for God too.
非常希望自己能讨神的喜悦。
Hoping that he will find favor in God's eyes.
他做很多事，很努力。
He puts in a lot of effort.
但是他不知道耶稣就是通往神的路。
He did a lot for God, but he didn't know that Jesus was the path to God.
对于这样的人呢，神没有说你找错路就找错路，下地狱你的事。
For people like this, God didn't say, well, it's your fault who stepped on a wrong path, so you have to go to hell.
神看见保罗在找他，就在保罗在去迫害基督徒的路上，耶稣亲自向他显现。
God saw Paul was looking for him, so on Paul's way to executing other Christians, God revealed himself to him.
所以让他知道耶稣就是通往神的道路。
So that Paul may know that Jesus was the right path to God.
保罗从此痛改前非，从逼迫基督徒的人成为传扬基督的人。
Paul changed completely after this, and from a Christian prosecutor, he became a gospel disciple of the Christ.
哥尼流也是。
Same with Cornelius.
他是罗马人的军官。
He was a centurion.
使徒行传里面说他是个虔诚人，他和他全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
The book of Acts says this.He and all his family were devoted and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly.
不过他不知道耶稣。
But Cornelius didn't know Jesus.
神就让彼得去跟哥尼流讲耶稣。
God sent Peter to Cornelius so that Peter may tell him who is Jesus.
彼得原本很惊奇，神竟然会差派他去一个外邦人家里传福音。
Peter was very astonished because God sent him to a Gentile's home to talk about Jesus.
但是他听到神的作为跟哥尼流的见证之后，他说：“我真看出神是不偏待人。原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。”
But after hearing what Cornelius has been doing and how God sent an angel to Cornelius inviting Peter over, Peter said this, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right.
回到马太福音记载的这些术士跟巫师，他们为什么会看到耶稣的星星？
Back to the Magi, why would they actually see the star that represents Jesus?
或许他们信仰的是别的宗教，圣经里面没有说明。
Maybe they believed in other religions that the Bible didn't mention.
也或许他们是努力寻求神的人。
Or maybe they were also trying really hard to find God.
圣经里面虽然没有说他们是行公义、敬畏神、祷告神。
Although the Bible didn't really say whether they fear the Lord, pray regularly, or act righteously.
但是有件事情我们可以确定。
We do see one thing for sure.
就是他们看到一颗星，就跟着星星千里迢迢地跑到伯利恒去了。
These people saw a star, and then they decided to travel all the way thousands of miles to follow the star.
他们寻找一个超自然的权威跟能力的先知是那么的迫切，他们跟保罗跟哥尼流也是有些许相像之处。
They were so eager and so motivated to look for that supernatural authority. So you can see that they actually share quite some similarities compared with Paul and Cornelius.
我们的神不只是亲自找人，而且若有人主动寻找神，耶稣也是向他显现。
So our God does not only take the initiation to find people out there. He also accepts those who look for him and reveal themselves to those people.
现在这些事情也仍然在发生。
Of course, in nowadays context,We still have all this happening.
有本来是穆斯林的人在异象当中看见耶稣。
There are Muslim brothers and sisters who saw Jesus in vision and became Christians.
如果他们不是在异象当中亲眼看见耶稣，穆斯林不可能成为基督徒。
If those Muslim brothers and sisters didn't see Jesus in visions, it's really hard for them to switch from Muslim to Christian.
就像彼得说的，神是不偏待人，各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。
As Peter said here in the book of Acts, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right.
好，我们看到了这个博士完了之后，我们来看第二个人物，就是希律。
So let's see the second character that I want to talk about, the King Herod.
希律他是个分封的王。
Herod the king is a division king.
不过他不是什么值得尊敬的人。
But he's not a man worthy of respect.
耶稣后来说他是只狐狸。
Jesus later on referred him as a fox.
他不止没什么节操，而且还生性残忍。
He's not only wicked, but he's also very cruel.
因为他怕这位犹太人的王会威胁到他的地位，竟然下令把伯利恒城里所有两岁以下的男孩都杀掉。
Because he was afraid that this Jewish king is going to impact his throne, he commanded all boys under 2 years old in the city.Of Bethlehem to be executed.
他是个抵抗神的人。
He's a man against God.
因为他是以东人，他的出身可以说是一个庶出。
He is an Edomite, so he is actually from the sideline of the family.
其实呢，以色列人跟犹太人的始祖是一对双胞胎兄弟。
The Jewish people
不是以色列人跟以东人的始祖，对不起。
The Israelites and Edomites actually come from a set of twins.
以色列人是雅各的后代。
Israelites come from Jacob.
雅各的双胞胎哥哥叫以扫。
Jacob has an older twin brother whose name is Esau.
以东人就是以扫的后代。
Edomites are coming from Esau.
但是在这对双胞胎兄弟当中呢，神拣选了雅各，不是以扫。
But between these twins, God chose Jacob over Esau.
所以雅各的后代就是神的选民。
So the descendants of Jacob.Or what we consider the chosen people of God.
神祝福雅各，让以扫伏在雅各下面。
God blessed Jacob and have Esau serve Jacob.
以东人就不是神的选民。
So Edomites are not God's chosen people.
所以希律身为一个以东人呢，非常害怕一个犹太人的王冒出来夺去他的位置。
Therefore, Herod the king as an Edomite, he really feared that an Israelite king will rise up and take away his throne.
所以以色列人都知道神应许派来一位弥赛亚，也就是拯救他们民族的人。
All Israeli people knew that God promised the Messiah who will save the nation and everyone.
他们所有人都在等待弥赛亚的来临。
Everyone within the Jewish nation was waiting for this Messiah's arrival.
所以希律听到有个犹太人的王，他非常害怕。
That's why this news of a Jewish king really frightened the King Herod.
被恐惧和专断蒙蔽了眼睛。
He was blindfolded by his fear.
因为他想保住自己的地位。
Because he wanted to keep his throne so bad.
他成了一个反神的人。
He became a man against God.
当他知道耶稣降生在他管辖的伯利恒里呢，他没有一点高兴。
When he learned that Jesus was born in a city that he ruled, his reaction was totally different compared with other people. He was not happy at all.
东方来的博士说要去拜他，西律可没有想去拜他，他只想赶快设法除掉他而已。
The Magi said they wanted to worship this Jewish king, but for Herod, he just wants to get rid of him.
我们可以看见他的心里面有一个偶像。
So we see that Herod has an idol in his heart.
就是他的地位。
This idol is his throne.
当人的心里有偶像，而且这个偶像占据非常重要的位置的时候，他心里没有给神的地方。
So if you have an idol in your heart, especially when this idol is taking a lot of space in your heart, you don't really have any room left for God.
他也不是刻意的在反对神，他就是没有空间给神。
It doesn't mean that this person consciously wants to go against God, but it's just because there's no room left in his heart to follow God.
这边我们还可以看见一个有趣的对比。
So you see, there's a very interesting comparison here.
从东方来的这些术士跟巫师，对他们来讲，耶稣在非常遥远的地方。
So for this Magi from the East, Jesus was far, far away in terms of geographical proximity.
对希律而言，耶稣就在他的城里。
But for Herod, Jesus was in his city.
但是谁可以见到耶稣？
But who got to see Jesus?
东方来的术士经过千辛万苦来到伯利恒。
This Magi came all this way to Bethlehem.
而希律对于近在咫尺的耶稣却下了追杀令。
But Herod, with such geographic proximity, executed the order to kill him.
就像彼得说的，神是不偏待人。我们在说各国中那敬畏神行义的人都为主所悦纳。
Like Peter said, which I mentioned earlier.God accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right.
反过来说，那些不敬畏神跟行恶的人呢？
In other words, those who do not fear him and do what is wrong.
就算耶稣已经在他的眼前，他也是不愿意接受。
No matter how Jesus appears in front of these people will not accept Jesus.
所以从希律身上我们看见，反对抵抗神的人，就算是救世主已经降临在他的城里，他也是抵抗。
So from this example of Herod, we can see those who are against God, regardless how the Messiah is close and reveal himself to these people, they will still choose to resist.
第三组人，我们先来看这个祭司长和民间的文士。
We're going to see the third group of people who are the priests and teachers of the law.
他们跟希律不一样，他们是正统的犹太人。
They are actually different from Herod the king. They are the Orthodox Jewish people.
我们知道他们是在等待旧约预言的弥赛亚来临的。
We know that this group of people, they have been waiting for Messiah, the anointed one, as mentioned or prophesied in the Old Testament.
因为在这段经文里面记载了希律跟他们的对话。
The scripture that we just read, it recorded the conversation between this group of people and Herod the king.
希律问说基督生在哪里。
Herod asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
那基督跟弥赛亚都是受膏者的意思哈。
Both Christ and Messiah refer to the anointed one.
受膏者通常是有特殊尊贵身份的人，也就是君王、祭司或者先知。
The anointed one, this phrase usually refers to someone with noble identity. It can be king, a priest, or a prophet.
弥赛亚是希伯来文，基督是希腊文而已。
Christ is a Greek term, and Messiah is a Hebrew term.
Okay, 所以呢，希律问说基督生在哪里。
Herod the king asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
他们就回答
They answered,
在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written.But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
从这短短一句话，我们可以看得出来，他们都知道有弥赛亚这回事。
So from these words, we see that the priests and teachers of the law, they all knew about Messiah.
而且非常的熟悉。
And they're actually very familiar.
可以说是他们从小耳熟能详的先知说的话。
This probably they probably learned it since they were very little.
就是犹大地的伯利恒要出一位弥赛亚。
They all knew that from very young that from the Jewish land Bethlehem will come a Messiah.
比起东方的术士跟希律，祭司长和文士应该是最能见着耶稣的人。
Compared to Magi and Herod the king, this group of people were supposed to be the one who see Jesus very easily.
因为犹太人世世代代都在期待着弥赛亚的降临。
Because generations of the Jewish people have been expecting Messiah's coming.
如果弥赛亚降临在他们居住的城里，他们理当第一个见到耶稣。
If Messiah is about to be born in their city, they should have the motivation to be the first one to be there, to be on site and witness the birth.
而且拜他。
And worship him.
东方术士没有期待弥赛亚的降临。
The Magi didn't expect Jesus or this Messiah's arrival.
他们是看到行星。
They just saw a star.
那希律更不用说了，根本是害怕弥赛亚的降临。
Not even to mention about Herod, who was so frightened by the idea of a Jewish king.
所以祭司长和文士其实是赢在起跑点的人。
So we can say that priests and these teachers were actually ahead of the game.
但是我们知道，根据福音书的记载，去看耶稣的人只有东方来的术士跟牧羊人，并没有祭司长和文士。
But according to the gospel books, we knew that only the shepherds and Magi went over to the Bethlehem and see Jesus.
问题就出在他们并不相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
The issue was that they didn't believe Jesus was the Messiah.
The chief priests and teachers of law. 就连耶稣长大了之后开始传道之后，他们也是不相信。
This group of people didn't even believe him when he grew up and started preaching.
这就是耶稣所说的，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
This is how Jesus referred them as, so the last will be first and the first will be last.
我们看了这三种人对于耶稣显现的反应，我们看见寻找神的人，耶稣必寻找他。
We just saw three different reactions from these groups of people. For the first group of people, we saw how Jesus will look for those who look for him.
反对神的人呢？
Those who resist God,
耶稣也是寻找他。
Jesus will go look for them.
但还是抵挡。
But those people will continue to resist.
那好像祭司长跟文士这些，如果他是本来就出生在基督徒家里的人，是否就一定跟随耶稣呢？
For priests and teachers, they're born in Christian families. Do they always follow Jesus at the end?
不是，就好像今天。
Oh, like in today's context.
就像耶稣说的，他们可能到后来没有跟随耶稣，因为在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
Maybe like how Jesus was mentioning here, so the last will be first and the first will be last. Those who are born in Christian families might choose not to follow Jesus at the end.
耶稣的来临对不同人有不同的意义。
Advent has different meanings to different people.
对你的意义是什么呢？
What does Advent mean to you?
耶稣或许没有向你显现。
Jesus may not reveal himself to you.
我是说肉眼看得见的显现。
I'm talking about visually seeing.
但如果他显现了，你的反应会是什么？
But when he does, how would you react to that?
这不是一个假设性的问题。
This is not a hypothesis.
因为耶稣一定会再来。
Because Jesus will come again.
我们刚刚说到耶稣不只有第一次来临，还有第二次的再来。
We just mentioned that Jesus didn't just come once, he will come again for the second time.
无论寻找他的人是否寻找对的方向，
No matter those who are seeking him, whether they're on the right path or the wrong path.
无论抵挡他的人是否反对他的主权到底，
No matter those who resist him will continue to resist him to the end.
也无论相信他的人是否相信他到底，
And no matter if those believers choose to believe him till the end.
耶稣的第一次来临是为全世界的人，神为全世界的人预备的计划。
The first time he came was the plan that God prepared for every single human being in this world.
神的旨意必要实现。
God's will be accomplished.
既然过去已经实现，将来必再度实现。
The past has been realized, and the future will be done so again.
耶稣还会再来。
Jesus will come again.
那个再来也是必然的。
And that advent will be a sure thing.
不可抵抗的。
Irresistible.
所以我们要问自己的问题就是
So there is a question that we ought to ask ourselves.
耶稣的来临，不管是过去、今天还是未来，对我们自己是什么样的意义？
So what does Jesus' coming mean to us in the past, present or in the future.
耶稣第一次来的时候被出卖。
Jesus was betrayed the first time he came to this world.
他知道他要死在十字架上。
He knew that he would be nailed on the cross.
所以他跟他的门徒在吃最后的晚餐的时候。
So when he had the last supper with his disciples.
他这样怎么说？他拨饼的时候说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
He broke the bread and said, "This is my body. I die for you. You should do this to remember me."
现在请帮忙圣餐的执事往前面来，好不好
？And the deacons who are helping.
John, 摩西 Dan 跟文君
Please come up.
饭后，他照样拿起杯来，也说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
After the supper, he took the cup, said, "This is my blood, shed for you. You have to drink this cup till the day I come."
你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他再来。
You have to do this to remember me till I come.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干犯主的身主的血了好 It's okay So any one of you who do not eat the bread and drink of the cup in according to the rule then you are offending against the body of the Christ and his blood 人应当自己省察然后吃这饼喝这杯 A man ought to examine himself before he eats and drinks of the bread and the cup因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体就是吃喝自己的罪了所以因为这个原因我们在吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候每个人都要确实的知道我们已经认识了耶稣
That's why when we eat the bread and drink the cup we have to clearly know that we know Jesus Christ is our Lord
是你心里面已经接受他为救主
That you have already accepted him as your personal savior
如果你还不确定的话那么这个盘子传到你那里的时候，就请你帮忙传下去，不要拿这个饼跟杯。
If you're not sure, please pass it on to the next person.
好，那我们请 Dan 为这个饼来祷告。
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for who you are, that you have called on us, and Lord, help us to accept that too.Because of you, your sacrifice, we can come before you, not only to enjoy this life, and also that they have the time and spend with you and co-worker with you. I pray for this church, Lord. It's your body, and help us serve together. We thank you for your sacrifice and your grace over to us. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.